So you're not prepared to tell me and everybody else listening to the program when she told you she was going into that jungle?
I don't think that that's particularly relevant to my job or yours.
Did she tell you? Or did you find out when you turned on ITV on Sunday?
She did tell me, yes.
Before she left?
Yes.
How long before?
As I say, I do not feel that that is particularly relevant.
What are her constituents supposed to do? If they have problems at the moment, what are they supposed to do? Because you're not doing her job, no one else is doing her job, you've admitted that. What can they do? Just wait. Wait until she's finished having fun.
The constituents should do what they always do, which is either write to us by post, write to us by email, or call us on the phone.
Can you just ask me, William, before I let you go, I know there's a lady over there who's beckoning you to go.
Yeah.
Who is that lady?
That's irrelevant as well.
Okay. The constituency office is just round the corner.
It is indeed.
How often does Nadine come there?
I don't know.
You're her parliamentary assistant, and you don't know how often she turns up to her parliamentary office to hold her surgeries?
That's not her parliamentary office. That's the office...
This is where she has surgeries?
No, it's not.
She doesn't hold her surgeries here?
She does not hold her surgeries here, no.
Where does she hold her surgeries?
She holds surgeries in a variety of places, in villages across the constituency.
And one of them is here?
No, I mean, to the best of my knowledge, she does not hold constituency surgeries ever in that office.
Where does she hold her constituency surgeries?
Normally in libraries, in various villages around the constituency.
And how often does she hold those surgeries?
As often as they're needed.
And how often is that?
Generally, once every 2 weeks.
Next time she does come here, do you think she could turn up with a duster? Because there's a few cobwebs all over the door and all over the picture of her.
That is a responsibility for the Conservative Association.
If I was the MP, I think I'd be a bit upset that my picture had had cobwebs all over it and looked as if nobody ever turned up here.
In which case you should stand for Parliament.
Thank you very much indeed. Good to meet you. There's William Jose, who is the parliamentary assistant for Nadine Dorries. It's the JVS Show on BBC Three Counties Radio.
The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.